Hi everyone, it's Roger and Jeremy here from the What's On Disney Plus podcast. In this episode, we're going to be taking a look at Star Wars The Phantom Menace. So this one was picked by our Patreon and YouTube channel members for us to watch, and you become one from as little as $2 a month, and they also get early access to these movies. And so, yeah, so let's talk about Star Wars The Phantom Menace. Now, I'm going to be honest, this is one of those movies, and I don't know if it's an age thing, but I remember when this movie came out, getting so hyped, watching the little trailer on my at college, where we'd gone in to download it, and I think it was on like 144p on this tiny little screen, and getting so excited for it because I was this big Star Wars fan. And I was probably, 17 when it came out. I remember going to see it and going, that was not quite Star Wars. And over the years, I've become, I think, a little bit more gracious to the more I watch them, the more I like them. I mean, on their own, they're fine. And I think with the addition of the Clone Wars and everything else, over the years, I've just become a little bit more like, okay, yeah, I know, you know, they've connected the dots. And there is something about this movie which there's parts that I love. I mean, we got to say, the whole dual battle with Qui-Gon Jinn and Ewan McGregor, and then you've got Darth Maul in there, and that whole scene's great. But it's just the pod racing. The pod racing just... And there's this kid, you know, and it's like, I don't know. It's a really strange one. I always think back to how people were moaning away about The Last Jedi and The Rise of Skywalker and all this stuff, and I'm going, you guys should have had... We should have had the internet back before social media when this thing came out, because it would have got destroyed. We never would have seen any of those other movies.
That's true. Yeah. I was 13 when this came out. I vividly remember July of 99 going to see it in the theaters. And it was... I have a kind of a love-hate relationship with this one because I loved it at the time.
Yeah.
Because I was 13 years old.
You were target audience.
Target audience. And as I got older, every complaint about Jar Jar suddenly started making sense because on rewatches, he was far more annoying than I remembered being. And the Senate stuff was incredibly boring. And the pod racing scene goes on way too long. I think the pod racing scene could work if they had shortened it up. But at the same time, I still think the best fight in the entire in the 9 movie canon is first Qui-Gon and Darth Maul, and then Obi-Wan and Darth Maul. Yeah. That is amazing. And then now I've got the complaint of you took away Maul. You had 2 more movies. I'm like, it would have made more sense to switch around and have the older Dooku there in that instance and introduce Maul as the next apprentice. And then get rid of Grievous altogether because the only thing he's good for is the General Kenobi. Hello there, General Kenobi line. Maul is an excellent villain, but and they didn't need to redo Darth Vader. But the other two following this would be better if Maul had been around.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad they brought him back, but it's a shame. I mean, we knew if he fought for like 20 odd years, he was gone, and he was the one. I think the whole thing with the kid is just so annoying. That's the key thing with this one. You know, he is so annoying, and that's always obviously a problem. And he always has been, and I think he always will be. But I was always at that kind of thing. I fell into the idea that I didn't think the other two movies from the prequel trilogy were as bad. This one was always the one of like, you cherry picked this one. You watched the good bits. I enjoyed it. I thought it was fine. There's a kind of situation of, I don't know how many times I've seen this movie, how whenever it would come on TV, I'd sit there and watch it. It wasn't like, oh, this is bad. It was always that kind of thing. Like, this is the worst of the 9 movies. That's always for me going to be the way it is. And I got to admit, I enjoyed watching it again. I still think I enjoy it. I like it. There's things that I don't like, but it never seems to take away from the fact I keep rewatching the movie. So it can't be.
Yeah.
It can't be that. I mean, you wouldn't watch. It's like, oh, I really hate this movie. How many times have you seen it? Oh, 20. It's not. It's like, yeah, you know, you've watched it enough to go like, yeah, you do actually like it. You just, there's certain things of it you don't like. The whole battle, but I can also see how with like these characters, how younger, you know, because I mean, I play like Star Wars Legion and X-Wing miniature gaming. And, you know, the guys are a little bit younger. You know, they all completely fell in when all the Clone Wars stuff in, and they love all the characters because they grew up on them. Whereas for me, I feel like, you know, that whole thing that happened with the modern trilogy of, you know, people going, oh, it's not mine. I'm like, guys, I've gone through the Ewok movies and the original prequels. This stuff's pretty good. This stuff's not bad. It's like, it's like we're all cherry pick the best bit. And yeah, Phantom Menace is not a perfect movie. It is my least favorite out of the nine main ones, but I still like it. What? I am going to watch it again. And I probably will watch it again and again and again. You know, whenever the next Star Wars movies come out, I will probably rewatch this one again. It's just going to be one of those things. And I like it. And I can't quite put on any more than that. It's, if I was to give it a score out of 5, I'd probably say about 3.5 to 4. It's still enjoyable. It's not the best, but I don't know. There are just things about it which annoy me, but it's more about, I think, where the story went with George Lucas trying, you know, and I always said this, you know, when Attack of the Clones ended and New Hope began, there was too much of a difference. Now, they've been using like the Bad Batch and Clone Wars and Rebels and that Rogue One and Solo to fill in that gap, but he kind of was so, I think it felt like he was so obsessed with doing something new but different, but I mean, 20 years didn't seem that amount of time. I don't know. That's just been, it feels like we've just spent the last 20 years just trying to fill in the gaps between what happened.
Yeah. The real problem with the entire prequel trilogy is it creates plot holes in the original trilogy. That's the biggest problem with it.
Yeah, which you wouldn't expect from the prequel, because that's the prequel has been made. You know, you could accept that if the original movies came after. Yeah, oh, they've why have they done that? But you know, they went back and it just all this kind of thing, and they have been spent this entire time just trying to fix all of those issues, and just how it all is. It is just a shame. But what would you give this one a score out of 5?
I'd probably give it about the same as you, about a 3.5. It's not my least favorite of the 9, actually. I like this better than Attack of the Clones. I cannot get past the awful dialogue in Attack of the Clones. And I hate sand. You know, it's coarse and gets everywhere. That line is the worst in all of Star Wars. I enjoy this better than The Last Jedi. You're talking maybe 6th or 7th. I don't know where I rank it compared to Rise of Skywalker, but I still, when I walk away from it, I just go, I enjoyed it. It's okay. I'm thinking probably 3.5. And the one thing I will say, Natalie Portman had more romantic chemistry with Jake Lloyd than she did with Hayden Christensen.
That's so creepy now, isn't it? Watching it, like with how it all worked out. I'm just like, why did they think this was good? Why? I don't know. It just like, I mean, I like the whole thing that they did with the Empire, with like him like manipulating it, and you know, it makes so much sense, you know, after you've watched it all. But I really enjoyed it. But as I just remembered then of like when you were saying like with the dialogue of what Harrison Ford used to say, like you can write this stuff, but you can't say it.
I mean, George Lucas's first wife edited his scripts for the original trilogy. He didn't have that because he was divorced by this point in time.
Yeah,
he didn't have it for this one, so nobody went and said, "Hey, this is terrible. Let a scriptwriter handle this part of it."
Let us know your thoughts on Star Wars: The Phantom Menace. We'd love to hear your thoughts. As I said, you can go find this one over on the podcast feed. You can also find us on YouTube. Remember as well, Patreon and YouTube channel members do get these a little bit earlier, and we do have a vote going on for our next wave of movies, so make sure you go over there and check it out. And we shall see you guys in another episode. Laters. I'd like to thank all of our Patreon and YouTube channel members for their support. You can become a member from as little as $2 a month, and you get access to our weekly Q&A and much more.